Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. I'm joined by Billy Cox. Welcome back, Billy.
It's great to be here, Allison. Great to talk to you again.
So, Billy, you've been on the program many times before, but it's been a while since you've been on, and that must mean that you're busy with something.
Busy with more than a few things. Yeah, we've had a lot of fun focusing on how to use Intel Silicon to implement an SLA, and we've got a product now. It's called Service Assurance Administrator. We've learned how to use the silicon under Linux with OpenStack to implement performance. It's pretty exciting, actually.
I want to get deep into that, but I would love to take a step back and talk about why there's a need for a Service Assurance Administrator and how this relates to Intel's broader view on how the data center is evolving. So can you talk a little bit about the concept of software-defined infrastructure and then how that relates to Service Assurance?
The thing we hear from customers most often is that they need to use something to streamline the way they operate their IT portfolio. And we can call it automation or orchestration, a lot of different names, but fundamentally it's the ability to say, this is how I want to run my infrastructure, and then I want to delegate the actual activities to my business unit groups and let them drive the actual activities in the data center. And so we see software-defined infrastructure as a framework for where we can have the discussion to say, okay, when an application or business unit shows up and they need a certain application, we can configure the infrastructure to meet their needs uniquely and do it in a very fast way, in a very low-cost way, a very efficient way, and change the nature of that IT interaction, make it much more responsive to what the IT guys actually need. And, of course, one of the challenges when that happens is we're bringing workloads into this now internally multi-tenant environment where I've got potentially multiple business units competing for the same set of resources. And one of the things the business units want to know is, I'm going to put this in there. Can you, IT group, prove to me, convince me that you can actually meet my performance goals? So software-defined infrastructure lays the framework for the discussion, and then we need to start bringing hardcore deliverables in to meet that need. As Intel, we've said, look, the community needs to make sure the customers can get an enterprise-ready solution. We see good answers from VMware, although there's plenty of opportunity for them as well. We also see a significant need in open source and OpenStack specifically to grow the enterprise readiness there so that we can meet that need of SDI as then applied to orchestration delivered through OpenStack.
So tell me how the administrator fits into all this in terms of ensuring that workloads are going to the right place, that performance is actually delivered as it is planned, et cetera.
So one of the challenges you have when you bring workloads into an OpenStack environment is that you're limited by the use of the flavors that come with OpenStack, and flavors being a term for the service entry out of the service catalog. In Amazon, you might know it as an M1 medium. In OpenStack, whatever your OpenStack administrator assigns for the flavors, those are the ones you have to choose from. So the workload placement onto servers is driven by a fairly simple algorithm that's in the Nova scheduler part of OpenStack. It's not particularly sophisticated. Matter of fact, it leaves a lot to be desired in terms of being able to make sure the right things happen with workloads. And there's nothing in OpenStack or in Linux KVM that says once you put a VM on a server that it's actually going to meet some kind of performance goals. We've seen evidence, for example, in Amazon in the same region across the course of a week, we've seen a 17% to 40% variation in performance just in that Amazon environment. So if you're an IT business unit trying to bring in a set of workloads and you've got this huge variation in performance, how do you know how to size it? And when your application isn't performing as you expect, is it the infrastructure fault? Is it your application? It's really hard to diagnose and to try to allocate accordingly. So one of the things we saw as a need is to make sure that the Nova scheduler within OpenStack could do an effective job. And so we created some extensions that let us not only place for performance, but place for trust and place for platform awareness. So what features are needed for the platform. A lot of those will go back into open source over time. But the great part is they're in the Service Assurance Administrator product first.
The question that I get to is, why is Intel spending time on this? And how does this relate to underlying platform capabilities that we're building into the hardware?
Yeah, you know, the counters, the instrumentation, the low-level technical stuff that makes this happen has been available for quite some time. But the magic is knowing how to use it. And so what we bring as the Intel Software Product Service Assurance Administrator is we actually know how to use that instrumentation best. And part of it is we can go ask the designers of the silicon. So I see a counter here. What does it actually mean? And I can read the description, but I can go much deeper when I can actually go talk to one of the engineers. So now I'm in the unique position as an Intel software product to be able to address a core market need to assure performance, assure trust, to be able to provide detailed per VM reporting, performance reporting, and then use the capabilities of the silicon that are uniquely in the Intel silicon to then go deliver against that customer need.
You know, what is the end game here in terms of being able to control the entire data center infrastructure in terms of assurance administration?
Yeah, the end game is to be able to specify the requirements at what I call a service level. So if for purposes here, if we define a service as being a collection of VMs, the connections between them and the storage dependencies that they have, you'd like to specify at that service level, what are the performance requirements? And that would be compute, network, storage, and security. Across those four vectors, what are the requirements? And then let those then decompose into the infrastructure. So as I apply the service, I say, here's my template or my pattern for the service. You know, OpenStack, here it is. And maybe it's in a TSCA format for use by the heat activities in OpenStack. Give me one of these. Well, I'd like to be able to then translate that and then go hand to the software-defined networking. Here are your requirements on throughput, latency, jitter, other factors for the networking. Here's what I need you to guarantee between these virtual machines and their storage. And then I would like to go to the storage subsystem and talk about their committed IOPS, maybe latency, other factors. And now we're no longer really worried about it on a per VM basis because we'll let the infrastructure decompose that out of the core requirements. But to do that, I've got to have compute, I've got to have network, I've got to have storage. And there's multiple kinds of storage. There are boot volumes, there's attached data volumes, such as a virtual machine might attach for a database. And then there's also object stores. And all of those are common elements we find in cloud-style data centers today that we need to manage the storage across all of them. So the end game says, look at the service level, not just in specifying for placement and for lifecycle management, but also in terms of performance reporting back up so that if the application sees a performance issue or the business unit that owns the app, they can now take the infrastructure-derived data and determine, is it my app? Is it the infrastructure? How would I want to change to try to remediate the problem?
How is the OpenStack community responding to the existence of Service Assurance Administrator?
So the OpenStack community, by and large, is looking at innovations like this, and they get excited. And they get excited because they see new reasons for people to use OpenStack. One of the biggest challenges that face the OpenStack community is enterprise-level adoption. And so by using this type of technique, we can knock down one of the barriers. Therefore, it increases the OpenStack broad-level community adoption.
Where can people continue the conversation with you and find out about Service Assurance Administrator?
There will be a set of website elements to support the Service Assurance Administrator on intel.com, and that will be the best place to go for additional information.
Awesome. Thanks so much for being on the program today, Billy. Always a pleasure.
Always, as usual, you're amazing. Thanks for the time.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.